Blog Talk Radio.
Eastern Standard Time, and you are listening to The Ooze with your hosts, T.C. Downey and Jason Sorrell. This is the last episode of The Ooze, so thanks for being in the chat room and tuning in. T.C., how are you doing tonight, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Absolutely wonderful, actually. Kind of spent a little bit of time earlier today just looking through, the stats, the back room, trying to decide, what I needed to kill as soon as this thing's over to kind of get things to where we want it to be. And so some of the things I really kind of noticed, I mean, we're at like 48,000 listens or something like that, which is, that's pretty remarkable in around a 2.5 year span. Especially considering, the small demographic that this show's been focused on in the first place. I mean, let's face it, the occult, Satanism, especially anything left-hand path, you're talking a percent of a percent of people that are actually interested in this kind of thing. So I just feel like, everybody who is involved or interested in that sort of thing has listened at some point or another.
Right on. So, and you mentioned this during the, while we were waiting on the show to actually start, you had a rumor you wanted to squash. Go and put that out there.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should say a little birdie told me, well, actually it was Zach told me that he had been hearing, some people talking, that I was going to be retiring, like my friend Jason King, that this was some kind of graceful bow out. And that's just not the case, man. I'm not going anywhere. These folks that are listening here, you have not seen the last of me. If anything, what's coming next is going to blow your mind, so...
Right on. And we already got callers calling in. The call-in number is 347-989-1371. The 732 area code, 917 area code callers, you're going to have to hang tight for a second because we're going to be doing a little chatting here for a minute, and then we'll get everybody on and we'll get all that taken care of. I found it interesting, the last couple of days, since we made the announcement last night that we were going to go ahead and close out the Ooze, how many people have stepped up and said that, it's so sad that the Ooze is going away, or it's just, it's such a tragedy or whatever, it's depressing or whatever. No, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, this is a forum. We've enjoyed using this forum and everything else, the coming to you and everything, but it's run its course. We've asked people to get engaged in the conversation. We've asked people to step up and participate and by whatever means, to help out. Some people have, some people haven't. That's all fine and good. But for us, for a lot of it, like TC was saying this to me before the show started, that, we're even on the internet basically because, we're trying to develop this sort of sense of self and these different ideas we have. And that means having some sort of, interaction with people in a real way. The Ooze has become, for better or for worse, more of a form of entertainment for most people. People tune in, they want to hear us, joke about things and talk shit about people and what have you. And that can be fun. But it's gotten to a point where when you're straining to think of a show topic for the next show coming up a day later, when it's not fun anymore, to log in and start talking or talking for an hour or whatever, and when there's better ways to do it, going on Syn on Tiny Chat makes more sense because it doesn't cost us $30 or $40 a month to do so. It's free. So it's just and we're reaching those exact same people. So, we're still going to be out there. We're going to still be – we got other projects we got going on. We got other things we're going to be doing. And I'm imagining here pretty soon that when we do come back into a format like this, probably not Blog Talk Radio, but some format that's similar to this, this is going to be we're going to be doing something much more focused, much more planned out, and much more engaging. So this is definitely not the last hurrah for T.C. Downing or Jason Sorrell in this kind of forum. So we got a bunch of callers on the line, man. Do you want to start dealing with callers? All right. I'm going to take them the order that they called in. So I'm going to start with 732. 732 area code, you're on the youth. It's on your brain.
Hello.
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 Hello. My name is Nick. And I've seen your show once before. I quickly glanced through it about how it's dealing with Satan, a bunch of non-Christian topics. And I really take that to heart because I've been going to church for 20-some years. I'm 23 right now. I went to Catholic school. And how do you people have the heart to talk about subjects, like, so freely?
Okay, Nick? I don't know, TC, do you want to deal with this? Because this is the last show, man. We're supposed to be talking about, the last show of the ooze. Go on, Sin. We'll tell you all about it, I guess.
Yeah. Short and sweet, man. The best thing we could do is tell you to do some research, and then you can find us on SatanicInternationalNetwork.com someday in the future. We just don't have time to answer these kind of questions this evening. So we appreciate your call, but Jason, let's move on to the next one.
All right, so 732 is gone. 917 area code, you're on the use. It's on your brain.
Greetings, fellow Satanists.
Hello. Greetings. Hey, what's up, man? Okay.
We lost
Did he just
him.
Go away?
Yeah, we lost him.
It's gonna be another night like on the Blog Talk Radio. Let's try 803. All right. Okay. Wait on the studio to catch up here. 803 air code. You're on the use. It's on your brain. 803 area code.
803. Okay, just kill that one, and let's move to the 615.
Awesome. 615 area code, you're on the use. It's on your brain.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Jeanette, what's up?
No, it's FS. Did you lose everybody else?
Yeah, the last three callers, if you actually had a point to make about the last episode of the use or whatever, feel free to call in, 347-989-1371. If you were looking to talk to debate religious beliefs and having an open mind and a broader sense of whatever versus a limited viewpoint religiously, you missed that boat. We've been doing this for about 3 years, and unfortunately, showing up on the last night is not going to happen. If you want to call in, definitely we'll be happy to hear from you if you want to talk about the last episode of the ooze. So, Jeanette, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. I've been around dealing with the ooze for about a year and a half. I missed most of the Avenger episodes. When I started listening, it was Beast and Jason and Darkfall and Zach. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the highlight editions. I enjoyed the way, I don't know. I think that my favorite one was that I was there for the exorcism, the first one, and that was definitely my favorite show that was ever done. I thought it was hilarious.
Right on. Yeah, Pastor Bob, Pastor Bill. I don't know what I'm going to do with those two characters. I seriously considered maybe putting together some sort of comic strip. That might be something that that you might see Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill show up in some weird hijinks in a comic strip, maybe. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? Definitely, though. So, yeah, I know you've been kicking around, and you've been a big piece of what goes on here, especially the last year or so, definitely, even before you took on hosting duties. You know, you've been involved in a big way, so we definitely appreciate it. We appreciate everybody that's, supported us and really gotten behind us. And what's kind of cool is that all these people that I'm talking about that have actually put out that support and actually been there to, cheer us on, you guys aren't going anywhere. We know where to find all of you. So, you know, we'll be there on Sin. We'll be there hanging out. I'll see, Tim and Lehi and all the crew here in Austin on a regular basis. None of that's going to change. And, we won't be doing this little powwow every Sunday night or whatever.
Well, speaking of getting behind the ooze, I do have to say, like I said to Beast last night, I did. This is the only thing that has ever come up on the internet that made me take my pants off for it. So, the ooze does get that credit.
The ooze will get you naked.
Yes.
Awesome. That's really, we do appreciate all the support, Jeanette. And as I was saying earlier and Jason was saying earlier, there's bigger and better things on their way. It's just going to take a little bit of time to put them together. And in the meantime, everybody can have, a little bit of rest in their ears. My obnoxiousness won't be ringing in them for a while, so.
Well, yeah, unless you're on Tiny Chat on Sin. Because I think they appreciated, definitely last night, I felt that they appreciated us popping in and hanging out and wanted us to be there more frequently. And we've kind of, not been there. So that's something that I definitely am committing to do, to be there on a regular basis. And there it's free. And there you can even see me doing shit. So if I'm making weird faces or doing crazy shit on the camera, you can see what's going on, not just hear what's going on. I know with Eminent Mind, we both talked about this. Eminentmind.info is where we put out a lot of our philosophy, a lot of our questions about, spirituality and things like that. So if you're tuning in to use for that, you can actually read the text, take your time with it, digest it, and we're both going to be putting some more energy into that here in the near future. And then, of course, we both have our careers as artists and tattooists and what have you. All that, a lot of that's going to be, re-engaged and readdressed. It's all good. We're still doing the same thing as always, just not here.
Right on. Jason, real quick, man, 803 is back on, and maybe this time we can catch them since we've only been on hold for like 4 minutes. So.
Okay, you'll have to click on them because I don't even see them on my end on the studio.
All right, yeah, let me get over to the computer again. There we go. All right, 803, you're on the news. What's on your brain?
Oh, man, I was just listening to the show. My internet wouldn't pull it up, so I've just been sitting on listening to the show. Something popped up, I didn't
All right.
want.
Okay. So then in that case,
right, cool.
To put you back on hold?
Yeah, man, that's all good.
All right, thanks. All right, and... I just wanted to make mention, 213, I'm sorry about ruining your weekends. I know this is what the only thing that you have to do on Saturday and Sunday night, and we really can't appreciate the loyalness of it, but it's kind of creepy at the same time, and not in a sexy way. So, just saying. Anyway, so what else is going on, guys?
Well, I thought that, since we are kind of talking about what we're going to be doing after the use and everything else, TC has been plugging away at a book, and there's a lot of we've talked a lot about it. I'm really looking forward to it getting finished, so I'm kind of actually glad that TC's decided to chill out with this project, with the use, so we can focus on getting this book finished, because I know it's going to be a big deal. I think, based on, you know, what I've seen as far as what he's written and everything else, that's going to open a few eyes. It's going to kind of be a game changer. If you're really thinking about or into, you know, self-development, into, you know, philosophical exploration, this is going to be a book that's it's just going to be a wake-up call, basically. Looks like we got another caller on the line. Let me go ahead and bring this person on here. I refreshed the studio so I can see what's going on. 661 area code, you're on the ooze. What's on your brain?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Dark Fool in the house.
Hey.
Hey, Dark Fool.
What's going on, man?
Man, I was shocked last night. I was like, no way. They're fucking ending the ooze? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Man. So, yeah, you can tell I've been seriously busy. I've been kind of keeping an eye on things at the same time, you know. Been surprised by recent events. So, man, this is it, huh?
Yeah, this is going to be the last episode of The Ooze. So, we'll let everybody know when we decide to get back on the internet with this with something similar. But yeah, this is going to be the last time that we do this, at least the Blog Talk Radio thing, under The Ooze banner.
Well, man, let me tell you, it's been an honor, a privilege, and it has been one hell of a ride. Thank you very much.
Awesome, man. We appreciate you doing the hosting duties when you were on. And I, in many ways, I think we're taking kind of a cue from you and Jason King and others who've said that they've got other things they want to focus on, that there are bigger things that they want to do other than just engaging the internet on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man. And hopefully, we have the same type of fortuitous progress that you and Mr. King have enjoyed here lately.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, man, because Jason King has been a real motivation in my life, as well as, you know, like people like Michael W. Ford. And I just see people, and, you know, yourselves included, TC, you know, putting together this radio show. And at the same time, remember when you were doing all the managing, you were doing your actual day job at the same time while you were doing all that. You were putting shit out there. It was great. And you, Jason Sorrell, you got, like, your artwork going. You got the studio, the tattooing, you know, jack of all trades, man. I mean, what I'm basically trying to say is it boils down to manifestation and just working on it. You know what I mean?
And
right on. Yeah. And this is – we've decided that we wanted to manifest in a different manner. So the ooze is going to have to come to a close. But absolutely, that is what it's all about. So when people say they're sad or upset about this, don't be, because it just means that, you know, something bigger and harder is right around the fucking corner.
Right.
Well,
go ahead, Jeanette.
Well, that was something that I was going to say, is that, I don't know, the whole underlying message behind the whole thing has been, you know, not what are you doing on the internet, but what are you doing to manifest these things that you talk about. So, you know, if the ooze has to be dropped as something that's going on in order for that to happen, I don't know. I think it sort of dovetails into what the message was always about, which is, you know, not what are you talking about, but what are you doing? How are you doing it?
Right. I would like to real quick just kind of plug in for all the other people listening. The ooze is for sale. $666 is the price. And I'm going to give it a week. And however many names are in the hat when we do our little drawing, that's the, you know, what the odds are going to be set like. So 15 people say, hey, you know, I'll spend $666 on it. You get almost 3 years worth of content for that, and and also the channel. You can, you know, reopen the show, whatever. So it doesn't have to necessarily die here. It just won't have me and Jason doing it any longer. So
right on. And I guess along with that, Lexi, Wicked Puff,
mm-hmm.
and Rotten Biohazard have all expressed an interest in continuing to do this, if not on the news, then on their own. And how that might work out, you know, if I'm looking forward to seeing what it is that they pull together. If you think you can do more with this vehicle than what we've done, which wouldn't be, in my mind, difficult at all. You just have to have a little bit more know-how and have a little bit more ambition about it, I guess. And you dig Rot Biohazard, Lexi, and Wicked Pup, what they were doing. I'm sure they'd be down to hearing, you know, what you have to say about doing the ooze, so, or whatever. They'd be interested, so
yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah, I actually talked to Lexi about this morning. I'm also a part of that. We were talking earlier, and basically a political show, a mini show at like a 30-minute mark is definitely kind of, penciled in. But Lexi wants to do at least 3 a week. So we're trying to figure out what the other, overall topics are going to be before, But that's basically where we're at right now, because that's kind of what CyberRight always focused on was politics. So, just kind of taking that even further.
Right on, right on. And I could definitely see that kind of, that kind of thing going. If you've dug the political thing, the CyberRight on Fridays, the Tuesday night Luminous Edition has really turned into, political discussion between me and Rotten Biohazard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of keeping your ear to the ground as far as, being a newsie. So 3 times a week, I could see you guys, if you found the time and found it worth your while, doing it 5 times, 7 times a week or what have you. So definitely
yeah.
That's going to be something to check out. I didn't know if you were on board with that or not. I heard Lexi talking about it on the Tiny Chat last night. So very cool. So if you dig Lexi, Wicked Pup, Rotten Biohazard, and Female Satan, Jeanette, check
yeah.
them out. They're going to be doing their own thing here soon. I'm sure we'll hear plenty about it on the Satanic International Network.
Yeah, yeah, that's something that I see as good coming from it, because, I don't know, Cyber Riot was always very, very political, and I don't know if that, it fit with the flavor of the ooze, but, there were some issues with, the other hosts having, a lot of personal stuff going on and stuff, so I'm glad that we're definitely, definitely revisiting that, now that everybody's schedules have cleared up.
Right on,
right on,
right on.
Well, speaking of which, guys, what are we, TC and Jason, what do we got going on? I mean, what are we looking forward to? I mean, could you give us any hints as to what's coming next?
Go ahead, TC. Talk about what you got going.
I think that the first focus here is in getting this this book finalized. So what I've kind of decided to do is focus on doing a little bit of short YouTube films, just kind of introducing some of my ideas and giving people a chance to fire back some feedback in that manner. I don't need a quick exchange like the views is provided for that sort of thing. People can take their time and think out what their responses are, help me kind of refine what I'm doing. But ultimately, what I'm looking for is something much bigger than that. I kind of have been nosing around, taking a look at this live stream website, trying to see if it's something that I think I could feasibly do. And it would take quite a while for me to actually piece together enough content to make it actually worth doing. But that's kind of where I've got my aim set at this point, is finishing out this book and launching a live stream channel. So we'll see what happens with that.
Right on, man. How about you? How about you, Jason? What do you got going on?
After the use, and this is a lot of this kind of stuff's kind of up in the air. It's all stuff that I've been touching on, but really haven't had time to deal with. I'm going to be taking advantage of the YouTube format to do more political discussion, commenting on, what I see going on in the news and politics, and that's where I'll be shooting off probably little YouTube blurbs and everything there. Eminentmind.info, I definitely want to develop that more. It's been a long time since I've written anything for that. I'm all that to discuss philosophy, explore my own, sense of self, basically, trying to develop a sense of greater awareness or what have you. And some would say the internet's not the place for that, but I found a lot of interaction on the internet that's been really helpful, really motivated me and pointed me into different information. So
absolutely,
I want to carry that development on Eminent Mind. Beyond that, with Creative Audio Studios, I've got this idea, and I don't want to go too far into it, but it's, I'm considering this thing. I'm in my mind, I'm calling it shotgun marketing, and I'm going to be trying this out for the next couple of months as far as you know, the merchandising, everything that's on Creative Audio Studios. And then, of course, I've got a couple of books, one in the back burner that I've been tooling around with, and then a book on satanic witchcraft from a historical perspective. I've been talking about that for a while, and that stuff's been accumulating. So those are the things that I got working on. I guess on top of that, the kind of exchange that I get here on the Ooze that I know I'm going to continue to get on the Satanic International Network, I also would like to see the kind of exchange on a local level. So I really am thinking about getting out once or twice a month on a regular basis to one of the local coffee shops here and taking the artwork with me, taking, you know, whatever with me, and telling people, hey, I'm going to be here. So if you want to talk about philosophy, if you want to talk about some ideas or some things you've seen with me online, this is where I'm going to be. And seeing about, you know, seeing, you know, who I run into and what kind of weirdness I get engaged in Austin. So that's my plan.
Well, I remember, yeah, if I may share a few posts. I mean, like, not going into too great detail, I remember one, like you told me about a run-in with a homeless guy that asked to use your phone. That was pretty amusing.
Yeah, this is going to be, I'm hoping to get a little bit more, that it'll be a little more involved, a little more profitable than just, you know, shining on some homeless dude or dealing with some transient or whatever. There are a lot of cool cats here in Austin, Texas, a lot of very eclectic individuals, and I think it'd be fun to kind of dig into the local community and see what develops.
Right on,
hey,
man.
Guys, hang on the line for just a minute and do your thing. I got to answer this other line, all right?
All right, good. Cool.
All right.
In the meantime, real quickly, I wanted to share. I've been, as you can tell, I've been really busy. I have my own book on the burner. And as you know, Way of the Dionysian, about Dionysianism, the whole Apollonian-Dionysian dichotomy. And, you know, it's just a dichotomy, in my opinion, is something that you just present to formulate thought. And it's kind of like a starting ground for something greater, not to be the end-all, be-all, you know. But anyways, yeah, that's my book's been on the burner. My personal life, I've been working very hard at getting, like, IT certified. I got my A-plus recently. I had to take two tests for that. So the book's been on the burner for that. I got one more, which is the Microsoft certification. Then after that, I'm going to be back on the books. So that's what's going on with me.
Right on, man. Right on. And I'm hoping that some of the other hosts actually call in tonight. There's about a half an hour left. The number gets 347-989-1371. Wicked Pup, I see he's in the chat room. If he wanted to call in and share some parting thoughts. And be honest, this is, I thought it was kind of interesting, actually, because normally there's a certain crowd that, you know, whenever something's said on the news or something's going on, they like to say they're not listening, but they're paying attention, they're listening. And I'd like to hear from Derek, from Allison Jones, from Ron French, who have in both positive and negative ways have had a huge impact on this show. I mean, Derek Dishaw was right here at the very beginning, helped get the thing going and everything. So he was a former host, and so I'd like to hear from, you know, I'd like to hear from him. Allison's been on the show, you know, we all have our disagreements, you know, Ron French, has been, you know, I don't know what you'd consider him, a supporter, you know, whatever, a critic. These guys, and they might be guests in the chat room right now. Cause that's sometimes the way they roll. So they wanted to call in, definitely. I want them to know that this is not going to be an opportunity to take one last shot at them either. I would like, you know, to make sure that if they do come on, they feel comfortable with, you know, sharing their parting thoughts or whatever, and not have to be worried about, you know, any kind of bullshit. So that'd be cool. If not, we'll just wait for some other folks to call in, 347-989-1371. I guess I am kind of also curious, all these, you know, all these folks today and yesterday that were, you know, really, you know, kind of disappointed that we were shutting the news down, I'm really hoping you guys step up and do, you know, your own thing. That you take this, mm-hmm. This is something that TC and I have been talking about also. I know you might have pointed this out earlier, Jeanette, that we really wanted to kind of set an example. We wanted to give other people an opportunity to see what, you know, what it looked like when people try to manifest something. Not mm-hmm. that this is a big deal. It's not a huge manifestation, but it's something. So, if you have an idea, if Views has inspired you to take off on something and you want to plug it on our last show, call in 347-989-1371. We do got a caller on the line. Let's see here. 917, the code, you're on the Views. It's on your brain.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the Views. What's going on?
Hey, how are you? How's everything?
I'm doing good. How
are
you doing?
Is that Warlock Asylum?
Is that Warlock Asylum?
Yeah.
Hey, Warlock.
Hey,
how's
awesome.
Everything? All right. Awesome. I clicked back over just in time. I've been getting trolled on my my public number. So what's up, man?
Everything is good, man. I was just catching your Facebook TC earlier, and I had saw the thing with the show. But I catch it, you know, from time to time. It's been like definitely an inspiration. I don't always kind of like call in, because I have this other stuff going on. I don't want to be a media hawk, you know. But I definitely say that the show has been like a real big inspiration just in my own path. You know, like it opened mm-hmm. me up to like a lot of ideas, especially how we all met, you know, that whole deal. But in coming to a better ground and just really, you know, you guys are like family, you know, whatever. It's been like a great experience, you know, just on an inspirational level because what I've always gotten from the ooze is just the balance of just the practicality of life. Like it's in life, you know, that you're trying to achieve. Like some other stuff, you know, they have you in some kind of Alice in Wonderland for the deal, you know. But this has been very practical, you know. And it's been a blessing on that end, you know.
Right on. Warlock, if I could add something, man, I'll never forget when you busted out onto the scene, when you busted out on the ooze, you just came in like a shotgun blast, man, you versus Jason King. That was epic.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I was, you know, yeah, it was a lot. Let me just say it like that, because it was a great form. You know, I was just thinking about the, been some time since I reflected on that debate, but I guess at the time, you know, it was just, it was really the first show to really host someone from the blog page's position on the Necronomicon. That was the first radio broadcast to host that position. You know, with the ooze, you know. Yeah, so that was, it's really been a blessing. I mean, of course, lately I've kind of moved on to other things myself. It's interesting when I saw TC's posting, you know. But it's really, I mean, you guys have really been a blessing, and you cover like a lot of subjects in a format that's just credibly clear. You know, I wish you guys all the best, TC, with your books and your YouTube. But I'd definitely be able to highlight, maybe I can get all you guys in for another interview from time to time just to show like another transition or, to promote some other things that you guys are doing. Jason, when I was just listening earlier, I was just really inspired, and wish you the best in that work in presenting the historical aspect of satanic witchcraft. I think that would be a real good deal to have on the market, you know, whatever. I think that would really be a blessing. But I just have all good comments because I just like the format of the show, you know what I'm saying? I'd like the format of the show. It's something that has been very grassroots, you know, and it's allowed people who are trying to, you know, really bring something new to have a voice, you know, in the occult world, you know, and that's, I wish you guys all the best. You know, I'm still following, you know, so, but it's been you definitely guys put some real historical, you know, effort. I'm sure like maybe 10 years down the line, people will be writing like, oh yeah, there was a time that there was this show on called The Ooze with, you know, Jason Sorrell, you know, the Beast, and, you know, like these guys are really putting it down, and he had to be there, and they said this on this program. You know, it's like one of those shows. It's historical, you know, time, you know. and it kind of helped like launch a lot of ideas, not only from SIN Network, which is also like another historical aspect, you know, but just overall, you know, presenting or making a forum where people could express themselves from just various schools of thought, you know. But it did definitely, like, deepen my perspective, you know, on a lot of levels, and it got me open to a lot of things. Well, I kind of liked Even the Eminent Mind, although I haven't plugged a lot in on that lately with the blog page, which is, to me, is very progressive. It's just, one day I was listening to this show, I think you guys were talking about, like, quantum physics. I think Jason King was on that night. But the stuff I was listening to, I was like, wow, this is, like, really pure science, you know. And to see that merge with, like, the magical paradigm or how that could be applied, like, to the political paradigm, you know, I think it really laid out a lot of groundwork for people who could be working independently in the field of satanic thought or, you know, just maybe even along with their work with COS or just different other organizations or what have you, you know. But, yeah, I really appreciate sometimes you guys having me on, you know, the show or whatever, you know. But, yeah, and it's been good creating new friendships with people, you know what I'm saying, you know, from just, like, even if it's slightly different, you know, perspectives or whatever, just getting to know people on a different level and their ideas and you know, sharing into that. You know, like when people deal with things like, quote-unquote, I hate to use the term, but, you know, LHP or FAMPath or Satanic Thought or what have you, not too much talk is discussed about the love quality, you know, the brotherhood quality. But I would say one thing is that when a person coming from that frame of mind, you know, like, shares things with you, like people to me from more of like a quote-unquote satanic perspective have been more real with their word, you know, like most people think like, oh man, these guys are devious, this game. I mean, I guess that exists on some levels as assholes and everything, but you know, like what you guys present has always been like just straight up and just really as to what it is, you know, and that's like a real strong quality of like of love in that perspective, which helps to kind of grow in a way that's very progressive, you know. So I just want to wish you guys the best and just kind of, you know, just share a little bit of what I experienced from, you know, the show, you know, I mean, on a greater level, you know.
Right on, man. And that's a big deal, especially, you know, especially coming from you that you were inspired by us. I mean, in a lot of ways, I just consider TC myself a couple of knuckleheads who, you know, have some weird thoughts rolling around our skulls, and we get online and we share that shit with people, where a lot of people actually just keep that shit to themselves. But yeah, I've dug the development of our interaction and where all that's going. So thank you, man. Thanks for calling in and speaking your piece, man.
Yeah. So you guys, you know, right, keep it moving.
If I could add something to what Warlock said, man, dude, I got to tell you, man, on that same level, man, when I've gotten into it with, like, a couple people, you know, Derek, Sin Jones, you know, it's like, what I love about what it is that we do is that when we fight and when we feud, when we got that, you know, there's a brotherhood going on. The flip side of that is, like, when we fight, it's like, I feel a lot stronger because it challenges my position. That's the one thing I will always take out of Left Hand Path is that it has, like, challenged me the most more than anything.
Yeah. I think there's a scene in the second Matrix, you know, where Neo was meeting this gentleman and they started fighting on these tables and stuff before he got to meet the Oracle. And he said, the only way you can get to know someone is fighting them. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it was interesting. It's really good. But it's been a blessed time, you know, to have this forum who's alive, you know. So I'll probably be hitting a couple of guys up in the email because recently I just kind of had to recharge one of my old phones till I get another one, cell phone. So I lost a few contact numbers, you know. But I hit you guys up. Yeah, so yeah, definitely TC. Plug me with your thing. I'll probably hit you on Facebook or whatever. Jason, I'll send you an email. You know, let me know how things are progressing with that. But we're all in imminent mind anyway. So, but I just say that's just my piece. I know maybe other people calling in, you know, but I just want to say that, you know, because Uz has contributed so much to left-hand path thought, quantum physics and science, and just the social, political element of people who practice certain art, you know. So I think that I definitely always want to, you know, support that. And it's always been an inspiration and blessing in my life. Like, man, I got to work harder, you know. So, and then what you guys have on the table, you know, it's really a good thing. You know, it's a really good thing. You know, just keep it moving, you know, because you guys have a blessed career and just being. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at it. And just being, you guys are doing what you feel is best, but you're contributing to a catalog of something greater in that current. You know, so just keep it moving. You know what I mean? Just keep it moving. You know, a lot of times, you know, people like to set up different shops or whatever the case may be. But I find that people, from what I've absorbed from the Ooze and your example, it's just like doing what just needs to be done. You know, it's keeping it practical, keeping it in life, and just doing it. You know what I'm saying? Let me just, okay, this time is done with this because there's something else coming that's brighter. You know what I'm saying? That just, you know, and it just adds overall to the overall current, you know?
Right on. I definitely think that's the plan, man. And we appreciate you calling in. We're going to go ahead and move on to another caller here real quick. So thanks for calling in. I'm looking forward to that email, man. So go ahead and bring somebody else on the line here real quick. 616 area code, you're on the Ooze. What's on your brain?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
Hey. It's been a very long time since I've been on the air or talked to any of you guys on the air, so I'm kind of jittery. It's weird. I got Wicked here with me, too.
Awesome. So, Okay. Closing thoughts on the Ooze, the last Ooze episode, and tell us what you've got planned. What's going on after all this?
Well, we were planning on trying to pick up, if we possibly could, where the Ooze is going to leave off. I threw a little kitty fit yesterday. I was like, I got out of the hospital, and now they're shutting down. So I think we're going to try to put together something, too, because I really enjoyed doing the Ooze. It did a lot for me to sort out my thoughts, at least. So that was a positive influence on my life. So that's, I was grateful for that, too, even though I'm kind of a big rambler. But we're just getting things together and trying to get things straight for now. But planning on going back to school too, which I put off for a few months. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. I'm going to need it. I really am. But as for Wicked, he's well on his way to getting his bachelor's degree and making me that money.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. When you talked about it on Tiny Chat last night on Sin, that you were thinking about just doing your own show since the Ooze wasn't going to be around any longer, I kind of got excited about that. It was going to be something for me to listen to, you know, something for me to call into every once in a while. And so I'm looking forward to what you guys are putting together and finding out that Jeanette's involved in that.
Yeah.
That just made it even more, you know, tantalizing to me. So very cool. I definitely appreciate, you know, what you've done and you and Wicked Pup and, you know, when you and Wicked Pup and Jeanette was on that show too and, you know, really throwing that together. And it was heavy. It was, you know, you were getting the point of view basically. It was all it came across to me is at the street level basically that, you know,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a matter of, it wasn't just some, you know, I'm observing this from my tower here and making, you know, judgments based on, you know, what I think is right. You guys were always, you know, kind of on the ground checking it out and being engaged in it. So the Cyber Ride Hour is always a very cool hour to listen to.
Yeah, we're trying to, I'm thinking we're trying to get maybe 2 or 3 times a week, shorter time periods. And I contacted, you know, Female Satan the other night, and she was a fantastic, you know, co-host for me. And, of course, Wicca's always good for that, too. So when we get the format all set up and stuff, we'll definitely put that out there for everyone, because losing the ooze is actually going to put a pretty big void in a lot of our lives.
Yeah.
All right, don't consider it a void. Consider it a space to fill.
Well, I was going to say that for me, what Warlock was talking about it being a jump-off platform for new people. I mean, I certainly was an unknown when I started listening to and calling into the ooze. And I do feel that it's been a bit of a platform for me, at least, to, you know, get people to, you know, pay attention to what I'm saying. I've always really enjoyed that about it. So, yeah, I definitely want to see. And I was going to send you a message later on, Sin. I thought that focusing on doing, like, a counterculture show, focusing on, like, all the, like, I don't know, kind of weird, freaky stuff that's out there would be a good one. But then I also, you know, I always really like to highlight editions here, and I think that that would be something that, you know, at least in a modified format could be re-examined as well.
Well, speaking from the ex-scheduler point of view, it's the highlight edition is very difficult sometimes to put together, but I did like the highlight edition too. So we might, you know, we might take it there too. And because I like hearing from new people, and ever since, like, when I took a break from Sin to go into the hospital, there's been tons of people that have come to Sin and had an influence and impact on Sin, and just all kinds of different experiences we've all must have gone through in at least the past 3 months. And you know, of course, there's always that super important political voting thing going on later on this year.
Yeah.
Oh. No, don't get me started on that crap. Now they're starting to, in Arizona, they're trying to pass a law outlawing, trolling? Cyberbullying?
No, I'd get arrested, but...
I know in Tennessee...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know in Tennessee they just passed a law saying that in certain areas they can teach creationalism in school.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And then
there's, I heard about
that. I think
that.
It was Oklahoma that just passed a personhood bill, say, basically completely outlawing abortion in the state of Oklahoma.
And I don't know if this is bullshit or not, but I read, and I think it was Arizona, this is probably bullshit, but I read that one of the states has actually passed a law which grants personhood to a fetus 2 weeks prior to conception.
Yes, that was Arizona. That was Arizona.
Oh,
Arizona is stepping
just
up their game and stupid.
If you think that's stupid, in Oklahoma, the Senate, I think it was a senator or senator, whatever, she tried to take the personhood bill even a step closer to the, what make, basically it would make masturbation illegal. The rule stated that a man was not able to deposit semen anywhere except for a woman's vagina.
Every time I jerk off, it's a holocaust. Millions of
people
are being wiped out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, it didn't pass because, I mean, you're not – that'd just be creepy, you know, to have someone standing outside your window.
You know, thinking about it that way, that every time I jerk off, it's a holocaust, it makes it just a little bit harder now, you know? That's going to be awesome.
Oh, no.
I was going to say about the creationism thing, that's actually not the fact that they're passing a law about it in Tennessee is that not actually that much of a surprise, because even when I was a kid, which is like, you know, well, a very long time ago, but when I was in school, my parents had to fill out a form allowing me to be taught evolutionary theory. my parents could opt out of it. And there were parents that did. I remember it really well because, like, I was, like, I don't know. I was, like, a kid, and I really didn't care, and I like, thought it was cool. But, like, my parents had, like, the knockdown, drag-out fight of the fucking century over me learning evolution versus creationism. So they've always had ways to get around it here, like learning evolution. Like, you could literally opt out due to religious beliefs. So the fact that they're making that a law is not a big surprise. I mean, like, I can even remember in my science textbooks there was addendums that creationism was another theory that existed, and even going into the basics of it, you know, when in the science classes I had in high school and stuff.
You see, in high school, or when I was a kid, the only thing you ever really had to sign slips for were if you were going to go on a bus for a field trip or right before you took sex ed.
No. My parents had to approve me being taught evolution. There was another one that my dad thought was ridiculous. It was science-based. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was something else. But, yeah, no, it's always been that way here. It's a Bible Belt.
Ladies, if I can interject here, you guys are blowing like the first month of your new show's material, so I'm just saying.
Good point.
Yeah, okay.
No, it always works like that, though. We'll be, you know, just chugging along on, you know, someone else's slot, and then when we get to our slot, we're like, 5 minutes, putt, crap. It's always because, like, a forum thread gets started, like, 50 minutes before the show starts, and then everyone's talking about it, and then you got nothing to talk about, and you sit there, and you're like, crap. So we got to stop doing that. Don't do it.
We have to save it. Yeah, we've had a few like that where I've thought to myself, well, I could just read my responses on that thread. That way this is over with because I don't have anything else to say now.
You know, if you search back in the archives, you probably could find one or two shows where we actually did reference a forum post that started before the show.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's where you get the best ideas. I mean, I remember TC and I, we did that. You know, we make references to posts, videos that actually are no longer there. You know what I mean? And we just started a show that way. So, whatever works.
The only problem I see with doing that is the disappearing threads, or for people who are listening that aren't a part of Sin and they don't understand exactly where we're referencing.
You know, that's going to happen. That's for one thing. I take screenshots, you know, and I especially do that when I'm trolling, but, you know, cause it's fun to reminisce. But anyways, no, I mean, like, it's one thing, like, when you screen cap it and then you post it, and then, cause we're always going to have people, like, we had somebody call in, you know, early on in this show, that was like, hey, what's up with all that Satanism? It's like, we've been on for 3 years. you know, there's a whole archive you can look at, pal.
Yeah.
As far as you guys' show prep, I know that TC's, you know, giving me a hard time about this on occasion, but I know that I would put together a bunch of notes and everything else. Dan Dredd just mentioned that he spent, you know, hours working on his show every time he did one. But a lot of times I would be, you know, I'd be prepped up to do a show and then see some shit on Sin go down and, I got to comment on this. So the whole show would be totally derailed by something, a blog I read on Sin. But it's a good way to get traffic going to Sin, I think, from this kind of show. When you sit there and mention that you read this thing on Sin, and if you're not a member of Sin, well, you need to go join so that you can see what the hell it is we're talking about. Otherwise, you're not going to get it for a little while. So that works out to your advantage, I think.
Or how about the opposite one? Like, you put notes together for, like, this great show, and you have all these expectations, and then your audience is like, hey, let's throw in fart jokes.
Yeah.
right. I'm always good for fart jokes. So yeah, that, you know, I'm happily derailed by that kind of. As a matter of fact, that was one of the complaints that one of our let's make it. He's the official critic of the U's, Reverend Ronald French. One of his complaints was about how easily we are derailed by, you know, any little thing. And it's just, it, well, And it's always because, you know what, we're an audience-driven show. I would rather have a conversation with some, you know, somebody calling in, you know, a stranger who's listening to the show any day than listen to myself talk for an hour about, you know, whatever and have no interaction at all. So if somebody wants to call in, and not tonight, because tonight's not happening, it's the last show, but if somebody wanted to call in and during a show and go, yeah, I know you're talking about this, but I have, what are your thoughts on that? If I feel like, you know, it sounds good, let's do it. So yeah, awesome.
Well, yeah, right, and you'd also got to realize the panel of hosts that we have here, we've had here, that TC's had, you know, we're a fun-loving group of people. We're not always that serious. Life is not always that serious. I mean, there's enough seriousness in my life to boot. I don't always need to sit down and be so humdrum about everything. And sometimes that's a welcome thing. I can remember shows with, like, me and FS and Betty when we first started out, the three girls. I welcomed sometimes people calling in and derailing our subject because oftentimes we had already derailed the subject ourselves. So sometimes it's a welcome interruption, and I like to laugh. I mean, that's something to be expected.
I enjoyed the time that we got the Muslim on. Do you remember that? That was really a kind of cool and strange experience and kind of random, too. That derailed the entire show, but I enjoyed that, yeah.
I have to say that I was very honored when the Ooze Troll finally made its way to our segment. When the Ooze Troll starts trolling your segment, you know that you've gotten somewhere.
Right on.
Well, I hate to say this, but we got about 3 minutes left. So it's really not going to be much else.
Hello?
That part is so you can say what you had to.
Oh, I'm just saying, I just can't believe it's 3 minutes. This is it, man. Adios.
It's been great, guys. I appreciate it. You guys will still find me on Sin. And, again, to squash that nasty rumor of me retiring like Jason King, fuck that. You know, I'll be here forever. So,
good.
Just bigger and better.
All right.
Cool, man.
All right.
Yeah, look for us on Tiny Chat, man. That's the thing, I think, is that, you know, if you like the Ooze, you like the kind of shit you've been hearing on this this little spot for an hour or two every week, get on Sin and just look for us about the same time, you know, at night. You know, log in, see if we're actually on the website, you know, because you can see that we're logged in or not, and then jump into Tiny Chat because there's a good chance we're going to be there. And we'll be there talking shit and doing what we do here much more frequently, I'm sure.
Right on, man.
And definitely don't think it's the end. You'll be hearing from all of us soon enough, for sure.
Yeah.
Right on. With all that being said and done, guys, I think it's time to kick that outro one last time, and let's get the hell out of here.
Awesome.
All right.
All right.